Tourists from around the world have been flocking to Cuba, anxious to explore the country before it's overwhelmed by U.S. visitors.
I think all of them came like we did before they opened it up to everyone. We wanted to see Cuba in its natural setting with its culture that exists, and we're so afraid that in a number of years, once they open this up to the United States, it's going to be thousands and thousands of American tourists coming here.
In December, U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro announced plans to restore diplomatic relations, which were severed in 1961. While the decades-long U.S. economic embargo remains in place and general tourism is still illegal, the Obama administration has eased restrictions on travel and commerce. Stats show the rapprochement between the U.S. and Cuba has led to a 36% increase in visits by Americans to the island country through the first 3 months of this year compared to the year before. Dozens of buses transporting hundreds of tourists from around the world now pack Havana's historical sites every day. Visitors have been flocking to the country's historic buildings and squares, snapping pictures, and visiting Havana's picturesque neighborhoods. However, it's led to fears that Cuba's culture, untouched by the influence of the United States because of the decades of economic sanctions and diplomatic isolation, may now be eroded. Alexander Nodars is a local tour guide.
Muchas personas tienen la certeza.
Many people are certain that there will be changes in Cuba. If you talk with an American, they told you that the changes will be an avalanche, not only of persons, but the commercial too. The most common phrase is, I want to see Cuba before McDonald's came.
Some are suggesting Cuba may eventually become like Key West, a cruise ship stop and tourist haven at Florida's southernmost point.
They shouldn't change their culture. They should stay exactly the way they are, and that will make it special. But if it becomes like Key West did, it's just a tourist trap, and it takes away all the charm that exists.
However, Morjon with tour agency Total Caribbean Experience says they are confident Cuba will remain as visitors see it today.
Cuba will be man Cuba the whole time. Cuba will be with humans. Cuba will be with rumba. Cuba will be with Santeria, with all the history of the culture of Cuba.
Cuba's economy has been severely restricted because of the U.S. trade embargo. For CRI, this is Tu Yun.